MyAudiobooks.ai presents The $50 Billion Backflip, reading Unitree's 460% Shanghai debut. On the morning of August 19th, 2026, a Chinese company that makes robots priced its initial public offering at 150.8 yuan a share, valuing it at about $9 billion. By the close of its first trading day on the Shanghai Star Market, the stock had risen more than 460%, finishing at 845 yuan and valuing the company at roughly $50 billion. In one session, Unitree Robotics, a maker of humanoid robots and robot dogs from Hangzhou, created more paper value than most companies generate in a lifetime. It is the single most violent first-day move for a major technology listing anywhere in the world this year. And it deserves to be read the way one reads any extreme market event. Not as a number, but as a message. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library. The message has at least three layers. The first is about robotics. The market has decided, apparently overnight, that humanoid robots are the next platform after the smartphone and the electric car, and that the company selling them for the price of a used car is the category's flagship. The second is about China. Unitree listed not in New York or Hong Kong, but on the Star Market, Shanghai's NASDAQ-style board for strategic technology, where domestic institutions and retail investors bid the price with the enthusiasm of a state-endorsed gold rush. DeepSeek, the artificial intelligence company that upended the models market, took a strategic placement in the offering, the AI world and the robot world formally shaking hands. The third layer is about the number itself, and it is the one we should be most careful with. A $50 billion valuation for a company whose revenue, by every public account, is still measured in the low billions or below, priced by a domestic market with a famous appetite for narrative. Start with the company, because Unitree is real in a way that first-day froth often is not. Founded by Wang Xingxing, a young engineer who built his first quadruped robot dog while in graduate school because he could not afford the imported research platforms, the company became globally famous for two things. Robot dogs that backflip, priced at a fraction of what Boston Dynamics machines cost, and a line of humanoids that walk, run, and perform the elaborate party tricks of the social media age. Its products are simultaneously consumer toys, research platforms, and industrial tools, a deliberately broad funnel that has made Unitree the volume manufacturer of a category most competitors still price like lab equipment. When a robotics industry finally arrives, the company holding the low-cost, high-volume position inherits it. That is the bull case, and on the day, Shanghai voted for it with both hands. Section 1. How you price a robot company. To understand what a $50 billion print means, you need the standard valuation toolkit, applied honestly. Software companies are priced on revenue multiples because their gross margins are high and their products replicate at zero cost. Robot manufacturers are priced on what, exactly? The honest answer is that nobody knows yet. The industry's bulls price humanoids on total addressable market. Every warehouse worker, every elder care aide, every hazardous job on earth, tens of trillions of dollars of wages reimagined as machine output. Its bears price them on the actual financials, hardware companies with bill of materials, factory costs, and margins that look like appliance manufacturing, single digits at scale. Unitree at $9 billion was a bet on the second frame. Unitree at $50 billion one day later is a full commitment to the first. The IPO's own numbers frame the gap. The company raised about 6.1 billion yuan, roughly $850 million, selling just over 40 million new shares, about 10% of the enlarged capital. The float is small. The strategic holders, DeepSeek among them, are locked up, and the domestic retail bid had nowhere else to go. Shanghai's Star Market has produced several of these one-day multiples in its short history. The board was built to let hard technology companies discover aggressive prices from a domestic investor base that cannot easily buy foreign stocks. That structure is a feature when it funds semiconductor champions, and a bug when it produces a one-day 460% move on a float thinner than the crowd trying to get through it. Both things are true at once, as they usually are. There is a discipline question here that honest analysis cannot skip. The Star Market's registration reform was designed to let the market, not regulators, set prices. And the market, given its head, has repeatedly produced first sessions that would be impossible in more liquid, more arbitrage-connected venues. The board's own short history includes listings that tripled on debut and spent the following 2 years giving it all back, and listings that held their spike and compounded. The distinguishing variable has never been the quality of the technology. It has been whether the company could convert a domestic narrative premium into global revenue before the float expanded and the patience of the lockup holders expired. For investors reading this from outside China, the 460% print is not a valuation to arbitrage. It is a fact about the structure of a partially closed capital market, as much a statement about where Chinese savings can go as about where robots are going. For the record, we hold no position in any security mentioned here, and nothing in this essay is investment advice. It is a reading of public documents and market data, which is a different thing entirely. The distinction matters more than usual on a day like this one, because a one-session repricing of this violence is not an argument. It is a vote taken by a specific electorate under specific rules, and votes of that kind have a mixed record. Section 2. The DeepSeek Signal. The strategic placement deserves more attention than it got. DeepSeek's participation in the offering is the clearest evidence yet that the Chinese artificial intelligence stack and the Chinese robotics stack are being deliberately fused, capital from the model layer flowing into the body layer. The rest of the world's AI giants are converging on the same idea from the other direction, pouring billions into embodied AI research to give their models hands and feet. The logic is simple and universal. An intelligence that can reason but not act is a consultant. An intelligence that can act is a labor force. Whoever supplies the bodies to the best minds, or the minds to the best bodies, owns the platform. For China, the pairing also answers the question its skeptics have asked for a decade. What happens to the manufacturing superpower when the products get smart? The answer, Shanghai is pricing, is that the factory floor and the AI lab merge. That the country that learned to build everything cheaply now learns to build everything autonomously and sells the result to itself and the world. Unitree's robot dogs already ship globally at consumer prices. Its humanoids are the leading domestic brand in a category where Chinese firms hold most of the world's patents. The $50 billion day was the market pricing the possibility that embodied intelligence is China's second platform capture of the decade, the first being the model layer's surprise arrival. Two platforms in 3 years, both from Hangzhou. The city's government has noticed, and so has everyone else. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 3. What to watch. First, the lockup calendar and the index inclusions, the mechanical flows that will decide whether the first day price survives contact with unrestricted supply. Second, deliveries. Unitree's humanoid shipment numbers, whenever the company discloses them, are the only fundamental that can grow into the valuation inside this decade. Watch for the gap between units shipped to researchers and units deployed doing actual labor. Third, the American response. The robotics race has its own frontier firms, and their fundraising, valuation marks, and IPO plans will now be read against Unitree's print. Expect the words Chinese Unitree in every Western pitch deck within a quarter. Fourth, export controls. Advanced robotics sits near the top of every technology restriction list in Washington, and each new control converts a portion of Unitree's addressable market from global to domestic. Fifth, the DeepSeek collaboration substance, whether it produces actual embodied models or remains a capital markets gesture. Sixth, the sector's own discipline. A 460% debut recruits 100 imitators, and the quality of the imitators will define whether humanoid robotics looks like the electric vehicle wave, which produced real champions, or the shared workspace wave, which produced a spectacular graveyard. Section 4. The broader pattern and the open question. The pattern is the arrival of the third platform. The smartphone put a computer in every pocket and created the largest corporate fortunes in history. The electric car put a computer on every road and recreated the global industrial base around batteries. Humanoid robotics, if it works, puts a computer in every task, and its market is not a device market, but the labor market itself. The largest addressable market that has ever existed in economic history. Every great platform transition has produced at least one listing that looked insane on day one and prescient 5 years later, and at least one that looked prescient on day one and insane ever after. The first day 460% move tells you nothing about which one Unitree is. The only variable that separates them is whether the product crosses from demonstration to deployment, from the backflipping video to the warehouse shift. It is worth being precise about what deployment would actually require, because the gap between demonstration and labor is the whole game. A robot that backflips on command is an engineering marvel and a party trick. A robot that works a 10-hour warehouse shift every day at a cost per hour below a human wage needs reliability measured in mean time between failures, safety certification for working beside people, integration with warehouse software, a repair and parts network, and an owner willing to bet a production line on all of it. Every one of those requirements is a company-building project in itself. The history of robotics is a museum of magnificent machines that cleared the demonstration bar and failed the deployment one. The gap is not intelligence, which is arriving, but the unglamorous engineering of durability, cost, and trust. Unitree's low-cost volume position gives it more chances to cross that gap than any competitor. More chances is not the same as a crossing. Which leaves the question the tape cannot answer. A company that sells machines for the price of a used car is now valued at $50 billion by a market that cannot buy its competitors, in a country betting its industrial future on the fusion of its models and its machines. If the humanoids deploy, if the backflips become shifts, the first day price will look like one of the great bargains in the history of exchanges. If they remain what they largely are today, the world's most impressive demonstration platform, then Shanghai has just paid $50 billion for the finest theater in the history of engineering. The machines themselves, indifferent to their valuation, will keep practicing. One of them, somewhere in a Hangzhou lab, is learning a new trick. Right now. Whether the trick is labor or merely spectacle is the $50 billion question. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.